This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network, coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough studio. We love sports talk radio. We love our team here of BT and Sal. And when, you know, arguments or awkward situations come up with callers or hosts, we're going to play it just like that stuff would happen here. Other shows would play it. So I found this interesting. I found it that there was some real emotion that was going on here during this show. So Jerry was nice enough to cut this up for us so we could play it for people who missed it and then kind of get your opinion on it. So, all right. So first one here is number one, Eddie. And just to set it up, the caller and BT have at least a acquaintance with one another from the past.
I was on hold for a few minutes. I had to calm down, do some breathing, because Sal, I'm going to lose my mind a little bit. But I'm going to start off with something positive. First of all, BT, I haven't spoken to you in 15 years.
Wow.
Back when you were at the other station, I actually did your theme song for Jody McIntyre.
Hey, Maddie! Dude, I still have it. Oh, yeah, that was great. How you doing? You okay?
I'm good, buddy. You used to rep my Jets anthem. So
I remember.
Forever. Nice. I appreciate that, man.
Yeah.
All right, so there you go. So there's BT likes the guy. He's got some history there. So the caller has won some club championships. He has played in a U.S. Open qualifier. He seems that he's a scratch golfer, which is an impressive thing. So as he's giving this resume to Sal, Sal is not impressed with it.
I've played sports my whole life. I'm a scratch golfer now. I've won club championships, played in the U.S. Open qualifier.
Oof.
This is one of the few times where I could literally hear someone's handicap based on their opinion.
Yep.
There, when someone is talking about, well, look how he shot his last day, it tells me immediately they have never actually been in that position before. Because of all the sports I have played at a high level, there is nothing that even comes close to being more difficult than a pressure spot in golf.
You played at the Masters before, Matt? You played at the Masters?
Hey, Sal, have you ever played golf at all?
Yes.
Let's start with that.
Yes, I asked you, well, hold on. I asked you a question.
Comparing a situation where you have pressure on you.
Okay.
Okay?
You've played at the Masters before.
Stop gaslighting, Sal. Let me make my point, and then you could just do whatever you'd like, okay?
Well, why can't you answer a question when I ask it? I'm confused at that. That's part of the conversation. You can't do that.
Are you bald, Sal? Are we
yes.
Gonna ask
yes, I am.
You know the answers
yes,
to?
I am. I'm bald.
Am
you want to know my
I
weight?
Too. We okay. have one thing in common. Congratulations.
So now I answer your question. Now you answer mine.
All right. So a couple of things here. Obviously, the back and forth with Sal and the caller. I will point out something, though, that maybe other people might have missed, where the guy says, this is the first time ever I could understand or I could tell what someone's handicap is based on what they said. And BT goes, yep. Talking about
yes,
Sal.
Yes.
That 100% pissed Sal off. I can guarantee you. Yep.
But I do have to say that I'm on the caller's side at this point because he's trying to say something and Sal interrupts him with a question that obviously we all know the answer to.
Yeah.
Did you play in the Masters? Did you play in the Masters? Did you play in the Masters? I'm like, Jesus Christ, no, he didn't. But he did play in a U.S. Open qualifier. Have you played in that? No. So the caller obviously does know pressure.
Yeah.
There is no question about it. the resume speaks for itself, and the fact that Brandon knows him,
yeah,
you know, that gives the caller legitimacy when it comes to what he is saying, that, you know, what he has done, and the fact that he is a scratch golfer.
Yeah, I mean, I also think there's this thing that it happens with me and you very rarely, but like, when, because you don't do this to me, and I really appreciate you don't do this to me, but there'll be some times where you'll break it out to, like, break a tie, which is the, well, I mean, I would know you didn't play thing. But that's only when we're in, like, a heated argument and you want to break a tie. And it happens maybe once a year. Maybe, because you don't do that to me because you're like, listen, you're working hard. You know the stuff. I'm not going to slam that on you every time. But I will say that there are, you know, times like that where I'll be like, well, it doesn't mean that I have zero idea what I'm talking about. I'll defer to you when you're talking about a quarterback. But, you know, so talk show hosts don't like that when it's like, I can't talk about something if I didn't do it at the highest level of what an athlete does. So I think there might be a little bit of that going on here with Sal as well. So we'll play the next clip where Sal starts getting after him a little bit more.
You said that you could
Sal,
hear.
Never played the Masters, Sal.
Thank you. That's
Sorry.
It. Very
Only
simple
US
question.
Open qualifiers. Sure. Never played
okay.
the Masters.
Okay.
Now, does that make you feel better?
No. Great. No, it doesn't.
I've
you,
won
but
champion.
You say
I've won
just
championship.
Matt, what
I'm
we're doing
to
it.
To explain to you.
You've won what
I'm
championship?
To explain. Oh my God, dude. You like, this is why it's impossible to listen to you sometimes. And I know that's good radio, but like, you sound like a doofus once in a while.
Right.
And I'm trying to help you right
you
now.
You sound to me like you're talking like you're
Sal,
the pro.
Sal,
that's what you
Sal,
think.
Listen to me carefully.
Yeah.
How about you lift it and close your mouth for like 10 seconds?
Bye, Matt. Thank you for the call. You're calling my show.
Our
here,
show.
Here's where I'm the pro.
There we go. All right. So, a couple of things there. You're calling my show, Brandon, pipe it in. Our show, and you know this guy, first of all, the word doofus is hilarious. It's not used enough, doofus, but like he's now, I knew it was building up to this point, and when you say, could you just shut your mouth for a minute, then like, you know that Sal was going to hang up at that point, and I was hoping that it wouldn't stop right there, that it would go a little bit further. Now this next part, I think there is some real tension here between the two. So you already heard the our show thing. Now you're going to hear the rest of BT's reaction to that.
I asked him some simple questions. He couldn't answer them again. I don't understand it.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
What?
I don't know. I mean, we're
you have nothing
answer.
To say? We're getting paid I to mean, tell you have nothing to say?
I mean, do you want to keep fighting with people?
Yeah.
Is that fun?
Okay. You got nothing to say?
Yeah, wow. That's...
We're getting paid to talk and you got nothing to say?
Yeah, we've been there before. We know what that's like. Was it getting after it, man, because of the Masters and Rory McIlroy. Look at the emotion.
Yeah, I know. The golf brings out in people.
Yes.
So yeah, you feeling that?
Oh, I feel it.
You're feeling that then?
Definitely feel it. We could have an issue.
Yeah.
There could be a fist fight out in the bullpen. Big Hurls is going to have to clamp this down.
Well, this is one of the things that we talked about when those two guys got together, was like the passion in things was going to come to a head occasionally. That hasn't happened a lot, but it certainly came to a head here. But like so BT showed some restraint there. I mean, he was going, I don't know. Like, he didn't want to even get involved in it. Like, he could have said what was on his mind,
yeah,
which was that he totally disagreed with the way that Sal handled the phone call, but he gave you like a, I don't know. So,
I mean, Sal hung up on one of BT's buddies. Is what
well,
he did.
I don't know if it's one of his buddies as much
well,
as it
sounds
was.
Like they worked together 15 years ago.
Well, yeah, so he sent him a song and he knew him, but I don't think it was like one of his close friends. But yeah, so there was no doubt our show, and then I don't know. It's like, you want to keep fighting with people? And then the Sal, the real salvo there, no pun intended, was the we get paid to talk and you have nothing to say. So let's hear how the whole thing wraps up.
He's saying that because he played, that his opinion should be more than others. And that to me is not accurate.
I don't know that he actually said that. I think
he did say that.
If he said that, I stayed corrected. I don't know
back,
if he said that literally, but it doesn't matter.
No, it does matter because he said he could hear, this is the one conversation he could hear, the handicap when talking about it. And that alludes to that I didn't play at the Masters. Neither did he. And that's all I was trying to say.
Yeah.
So I don't care how many tournaments you think you won, how good you think you are at golf, that doesn't matter
well,
to me.
Well, he could come here from a different place. I think what he said was he tried to qualify for the U.S. Open, which means he has tried to do something neither one of us could do in our dreams.
Congratulations.
So there could have been a good opinion there. There could have been a good point.
Oh,
he didn't get to it.
He don't want to get to it because he'd rather disrespect me and fight with me.
Okay.
You disagree with that?
I would have liked to have heard what he said.
Yeah, well, I mean, Sal did what he was supposed to do, and that is, you know, charge up the callers, and he basically cut the caller short.
Yes. So, unfortunately, if you were to go back and script this thing in the way that it would have been perfect, there would have been emotion between the two, there would have been passion between the two, but it wouldn't have gotten to the name-calling spot where the phone call had to end early,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's what I think what BT is saying is like, oh, fine, you know, you want to get charged up about it, you want to have passion about it, good, but, you know, now you're fighting and there's name calling and there's hanging up and now we're not getting anywhere.
Well, the one thing I will say about the caller in his defense, like we said earlier, he tried to qualify for the U.S. Open. Mm-hmm. He's played golf at a very high level. He knows how hard it is. Hell, you and I were standing over 5-foot putts sweating yesterday. I mean, so we, you know, what do we do? We're a bunch of doofuses out there slapping around all over the place.
I do think, though, that there is a point in there when you play a lot of golf and you watch it, you do come from a totally different perspective. You just do. Like, and I understand that we watch baseball and play baseball and all that stuff, and I think that we appreciate, like, you know, now you want to talk about a putt, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Stephen Waldron, for actually showing a good highlight of me. Here is a putt, ladies and gentlemen, on CBS Sports Network. Look at this. I mean, just all the way. Bang. I mean, oh, my goodness.
Oh, look at that fist pump and everything.
Yeah, look at that. That was a big moment.
You're into, oh,
and applause there for Mr. Borelli and Frankie's father-in-law. And then a wave to the gallery. Yep. So anyway, but when you play something, you do appreciate the greatness in it and how hard things are to do. And I think that's another reason why people love the struggles of golf from the pros, because it's like, wow, even they're going through that. Like when Victor Hovland was talking about his swing and how many issues he was having with it and all these thoughts that he was having, we were like, wow, someone that good thinks the way we do. And like at the U.S. Open, when they're struggling in certain situations, it's like, wow, they struggle like that. So I think there's an appreciation there from people who do play a lot when we're talking about the game. But yeah, that was icy. There's no two ways about it. It's fine.
You're calling my show.
Our show. Do you remember how we opened yesterday's show when I was telling you I was shocked at the amount of, you know, social media personalities? I mean, legitimate personalities that have legitimate followers, that have a legitimate platform, were knocking Rory McIlroy for the way that he played his last round at the Masters. Like, that was the only round he played. Like, the previous three didn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, and how many good shots he hit, and he had a few bad shots, and he had a bad putt, and then he made a putt. I mean, that's golf in a nutshell. But so that was me yesterday early.
Mm-hmm.
And then I understand why that caller probably got annoyed at Sal. But then again, Sal was doing what he normally does,
right,
what he's supposed to do.
Exactly. Yes. And then makes for entertaining radio and all of that stuff. But this happens too. Like, I'm sure I've been guilty many times of like watching something that I don't normally watch that got very popular in sports for a little bit. And then I'll talk about it without as much context, but I mean, then I'll sort of admit the fact I don't know as much about it. But this is what happens when, like, something, everybody was watching this. Not everybody's a golfer. Everybody had an opinion on it, and that's sort of how it came together.
But it's just like, you know how they argue about things on ESPN?
Mm-hmm.
They sit there and scream at each other about the most mundane things, and this was one of these things. Like, is Rory one of the greatest ever? And, you know, did he finish the way he should have finished? I mean, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He won the Masters,
I know,
for God's sake.
I know.
And he's one of six guys to complete the Grand Slam.
Yeah.
I mean, whether you're an athlete or not an athlete, I don't care. That's an accomplishment that very few people have ever done. He's one of six guys to have done it.
Yeah.
Does it matter how he did it?
I could literally hear someone's handicap based on their opinion.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That yup was like, you're right, Sal's an idiot.
Oh, yeah. Well, you could definitely, yeah.
Oh, so that's how you're interpreting
it. Oh, 100%. I interpreted that as well. I mean,
can I hear that one more time?
I could literally hear someone's handicap based on their opinion.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right. I think you guys are right. Yeah. I have to agree with you, yeah.
And listen, I don't want to sit here and point for you. There's times that we get annoyed with one another, too, and then we'll just say some passive-aggressive thing back to each other. So it's not like
when was the last time that happened?
I'm just trying to be fair. That's all. You know,
open of the show last Wednesday.
Last Wednesday.
Yeah, when Boomer basically hit every single topic.
Oh yeah, I did say something at the end there. I was like, well, now we got to figure out what we're going to talk about for the next 3 hours.
We're going to talk about all of those same things for the next 3.5 hours.
Yeah, but that wasn't an icy one. It was just a funny one. But yeah, I mean, I just don't want to sit here and point fingers and be like, you know, oh, you guys don't like each other. You know, it happens between talk shows. You see each other every single day. You get annoyed with one another from time to time.
You're calling my show.
Our show.
I mean, this, what this, yeah.
I don't know. I mean we're just
you have nothing to say? We're getting paid to tell you have nothing to say?
Oh, yeah, that's pretty icy.
Yeah. The more I'm hearing it, the more I'm squirming.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, that's pretty icy.
You're getting paid to talk, you got nothing to say. Oh! Duck! Duck! Oh, man. What do you think Dove was doing during this? Eating?
Probably eating his Cheerios.
Actually, Passover, he's...
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
yeah. I wonder if Hoffman was freaking out. Think Hoffman freaks out when that stuff happens? Or you think he loves it? I bet you he freaks out a little bit because then he's got to deal with it. Because they definitely had a fight in the break after that, I think. That would be my opinion. I shouldn't say they definitely. My opinion would be that they talked out in the break passionately about what happened. That would be my guess. You know? And then Hoffman's going to be like, oh, God damn it. All I want to do is show
The trials and tribulations of being a talk show host.
All I want to do is come here, screen some phone calls, have a good time, pipe in with my Jets opinion with my giant tongue every once in a while. That's all I'm trying to do, man. You guys are making my life so much harder. All right, it's Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You're calling my show.
Our show.